We are honored to have the new coach of the Florida Panthers. We say good morning and congratulations to Bob Bugner. You must be doing well today.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a great morning. Waking up, you sort of pinch yourself, and it's a dream come true for sure.
Okay, the word was that you blew them away in the meetings. Do you feel that when you are being interviewed for the job, do you feel how good a job you're doing in those meetings? And so the next day or whenever it was that the phone call comes, that you kind of, I don't know, hoping, expected? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I did put a lot of work into my presentation, and I wanted to make sure that when I walked in there, they knew I was obviously detailed and prepared, and I studied their organization right from ownership to management to player personnel to even their depth and their prospects, and I talked about, you know, some of the analytics. I talked about my philosophies, and then I talked to him about X and O's, things that I would change, things that I would do, and how today's game's going. And so I thought I put a full plan out there, and I presented well. But you never know; you're not sure what certain teams are looking for. And I just wanted to be an open book when I walked in there, and hopefully, you know, you nail it and you walk out. I felt good afterwards, but you never know. I guess you never know.
You start with an unbelievable good young core. I mean, there's veterans. There's still the Yager thing, your former teammate in Pittsburgh to work on. Roberto Luongo has some years left. But just to start with the roster alone, Bob, with a 20-year-old Aaron Ekblad, a 20-year-old Alexander Barkov, Trocheck, who you saw at times in the OHL, has been a better pro than anyone expected, and he's only 23. There's a lot there to just get your hands on right away and develop.
Absolutely, and that's the one thing that was so appealing about this job. And let's not kid ourselves; there was only two out there available, Buffalo and Florida. But you know, I love the pieces here. I think the guys you just mentioned, and then you got guys like Huberto and Bukestad. They're just still young guys that are you know, making their way in the NHL. And you know, guys like Marchessault had a good year last year. You know, Matheson, young kid on the back end, and they got some veterans sprinkled in there as well. I mean, there's a lot to be hopeful for. And, you know, there's a lot of things here, a lot of pieces that you can have for some success. And that's the great part about this job.
Bob Bugner, our guest head coach of the Florida Panthers, three Memorial Cups, either as president or head coach with the Windsor Spitfires, who just won again, hosting it a couple weeks ago. It's funny, 22 players are going to get cup rings from the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I thought about Mike Sullivan when I'm watching him Sunday night, and I'm like, just one coach. Like, it sounds like it'd be obvious to say, what would you rather win the cup as, a player or a head coach? But so few head coaches win the Stanley Cup, and a bunch of players do. I mean, this is like Elliot said, this has been a dream of yours for a while. I can't imagine the feeling of being a Stanley Cup winning head coach, and now, like I said, you're one of 30 that gets a crack at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an honor, and it's special, and you know, to have guys like Dale Tallon and the ownership group here in Florida sort of believe in you and trust you for bringing this team to the next level. It's an awesome responsibility, you know, and the stresses and pressures that go with that. But, you know, I believe I'm ready for it. And I put my time in, as you know, me and you rode the buses there for a few years back and forth down the 401 together. And, you know, and then I took the job in Columbus and came back to Windsor again for family reasons. The kids were too young. And then, you know, back again in junior and then to San Jose for a couple of years. And I, the one thing I really feel is that I have a good knowledge and a good book on every team in the league. And I think I know how the league's going and what kind of style of play is winning. And, you know, I feel comfortable, to say that, you know, I'm ready and I'm ready for the challenge and the journey.
You mentioned the belief and the trust. The fact is, this organization has had the belief and the trust in four other guys. You're the fifth since 2011. I know you're not going, well, you know what, I'm not taking that job because they fired other guys in the past. I'm going to do a good job. But still, you know how it ended for the two coaches there last year. It's a tough gig.
Definitely a tough gig. And you know, I mean, I'm confident and I'm confident in what I can do. And I believe this franchise is on the right path. And I think that everybody knows the story last year, and they did take a step back. You know, but the one thing I liked about it is that they put Dale back in charge, and Dale Tallon is a well-respected man in the hockey circle. He's a wonderful guy. And, you know, he's, I really believe in him, and, you know, he's put a lot of good pieces here. And now it's time to just let's get some stability here and let's get some structure. And, you know, it's my job to get the best out of these guys, but, it's a great canvas to work with. And, you know, I'm confident with Dale at the helm and, you know, some of the people that are around him in this organization, this is going in the right direction.
With Bob Bugner, the new head coach of the Florida Panthers, you say that you believe in him. He clearly believes in you, and he outlined that yesterday, talking about the kind of coach that you will be. He wasn't bringing in someone who's going to run the trap 80% of the time. He's looking for someone who's playing a modern game, an up-tempo game, and he's going to be able to. And you have to love hearing that. He's going to get you players, you hope, that are going to fit the kind of coach that you are.
Yeah, they seem like it's going to be a great relationship between the two of us. And you're right. I mean, the game has changed so much. And, you know, I want to be an aggressive team. I want to play a fast game. And all three zones I want to play in with units of five and have our deactivating. And there's a lot of things that great things that I want to introduce here. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure this team's going to be detailed, number one, structured. And their compete is going to be at a real high level. And I think that's half the battle. You get the team competing and playing as a group instead of a bunch of individuals. I think that that's a success for winning.
You mentioned the books on the other teams. Toronto becomes, you saw them twice the last couple of years with the Sharks, but they become a pretty instant rivalry. And they're built a little bit like you guys. Veteran goalie, not as old as Luongo, but it all starts up front. So you got two good looks at their offense with Matthews. I don't think Marner played in both games, but Matthews, Marner, and Nylander. This could be a really good rivalry. It really could for the next few seasons.
Yeah, Toronto is a scary team. Everybody knows that. They put everybody on warning, I think, after this season. I think that you know, their youth is unbelievable, and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with here and this year and in the future, obviously. But the good part is, me and DJ Smith will have a friendly wager.
Oh,
here.
Sure.
Every time we play each other, we want to beat the heck out of each other. So it'll be easy to get up for those games.
It's amazing. You took over as coach almost 12 years ago for the first time as a coach. So you'll be a first-time coach after being in the business as a coach for 12 years. What did you think about your future and possibility as an NHL coach when you were a young guy taking over in Windsor?
Well, you know, in the back of my mind, it was always a dream. But at that point in time, it was just, you know, buying the business in Windsor and restructuring and diving right in. You know, I had no experience, but I had two good guys with me, DJ being one of them, Billy Bowler. And, you know, I instead of sitting on the sidelines and waiting a couple of years and riding the white horse into town when the team was finally good, I want to be there when the team was, you know, and it's worst and young and developing. And that's the best thing I could have ever done. You know, I learned a trade by fire, and there was some tough nights, but as these kids grew, I grew, and we all grew together, and that's what made it so special.
It's worth pointing out, I should mention to Elliot, Bob, I had as good a radio interview with you as you had with Dale Talon. I think that was obvious 10 years ago. I mean, you know, to wrestle me away from
the
Saginaw Spirit, that wasn't easy. That wasn't an easy call on my part. A lot closer home games, a lot closer.
Yeah. Your presentation was unbelievable. I couldn't deny it.
Yes, beat out many, many A-list candidates. Well, we wish you the best, man. I'm thrilled for you and your family. And the couple times you come to Toronto, it'll be you'll get even more ticket requests than you did when you were with the Sharks, easily.
That's right. I can't wait. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, great talking to him. And don't forget Greg when he calls you and we want you on. During the,
That's not in the middle of a five-game losing streak. We got to be on a roll.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Make sure I got a couple wins in first.
That'll happen.
Congratulations. Great talking with you.
Thanks, guys.